is Triple R Midday News with Hayley Elk,
Sammy Taylor,
and Mihika Hegde.
North Korea has conducted a new missile test, prompting international condemnation. The missile, launched from the capital Pyongyang, flew over Japan before landing in the Pacific, 2,000 kilometres off the coast of Hokkaido. As the missile flew over, the Japanese government warned people to take shelter and avoid any possible launch debris. South Korea has responded to the launch by calling an urgent meeting of its National Security Council. In Australia, the Prime Minister has condemned North Korea's actions, describing them as reckless and criminal.
The federal government's media reforms are expected to lead mergers between larger media companies. The bill, which was passed in the Senate yesterday, allows media companies to own multiple platforms in one city. The newly passed legislation will also abolish the reach rule, which prevented a single TV broadcaster from reaching more than 75% of the population.
Refugee activists say about 200 asylum seekers could face indefinite detention in Papua New Guinea after the closure of the Manus Island Detention Centre. Australia is building a new $20 million centre just outside Port Moresby to house those not classed as refugees. Ian Rintoul from the Refugee Action Coalition says the fate of those people being detained is left unknown.
The government hasn't given any indication of how it intends, you know, to deal with those people. Some of those people are still inside the detention centre on Manus Island. There's a question mark hangs over what is happening with everybody, because the PNG government has said it's got no intention of resettling people, even those who are found to be refugees. It's got no way of actually processing those people who are found to be negative of returning them. So, yes, it is possible that some of them could face indefinite detention, but at the moment the government hasn't made it clear exactly what it is going to do.
An overhaul of Melbourne's busking laws could cause dozens of street performers to lose their permits, as the Melbourne City Council calls on the public to decide who performs on the streets. A new open audition system will let Melburnians have their say on which buskers perform in premium locations like the Bourke Street Mall. But some acts, including animal performances and portrait artists, will not have their permits renewed.
A collection of more than 4,000 tributes gathered from memorials after the Bourke Street attack opens to the public at the State Library of Victoria today. The attack on January 20, in which a car ploughed down pedestrians in Bourke Street Mall, killed six people and injured dozens more. Kate Tawney, Chief Executive Officer of the State Library, says to call ahead before coming in.
So the collection is a beautiful reflection of the community's response to the tragedy. It's a mixture of cards, of letters, of soft toys, sentiments left by the public in Bourke Street, and the State Library is so honoured to house it. Anyone can have access to the collection. Any member of the public can come in and see it. It's probably better if you give us a little bit of notice, call us or come in and let us know so that we can get it out for you.
NASA's space probe Cassini will self-destruct today as it crashes into Saturn's atmosphere. Cassini will meet its fiery end after 13 years of collecting information about Saturn and its moons, making significant discoveries about Saturn's rings and finding rivers and seas on its moon Titan. Dr. Courtney Ennis of La Trobe University's School of Molecular Science says Cassini's death is a necessary sacrifice for the atmosphere's preservation.
Essentially crushed and destroyed like a shooting star entering an atmosphere and burning up. We're doing this because we don't want to leave any kind of remnants of our time there in Saturn. We want to leave the system as pristine as possible for future exploration.
Six adult-sized talking seesaws have been installed in Federation Square as part of the annual Melbourne Fringe Festival. The seesaws are fitted with microphones in the handlebars and automatically respond to certain things riders say. The installation was created by artist Madeline Flynn. Ms. Flynn says the idea behind it is to encourage listening and dialogue between people.
And once people start riding, a variety of different things may happen. Seesaw might initiate a conversation and then people can respond. The seesaw might sing. People might start talking to the seesaw first and then be surprised, or start talking and then be surprised that the seesaw responds to them in a logical way. There's a whole set of pathways and provocations and political and philosophical responses and questions that we have written into that script.
To sport, Adelaide Crows star Eddie Betts says he hopes for a physical semi-final at the MCG tonight. Betts said he's expecting a thrilling contest when the Sydney Swans take on the Geelong Cats. The winner of tonight's clash will secure their place against the Crows in next week's preliminary final. Also tonight in the NRL, the Broncos take on the Panthers in their semi-final clash in Brisbane.
To the weather now. In Melbourne, cloudy today with a very high chance of showers and a top of 17 degrees. On the weekend, partly cloudy with more showers and a maximum of 14. Partly cloudy on Sunday with a top of 18 degrees. This has been Triple R Midday News with Hayley Og,
Sammy Taylor
and Mahika Hegde.